Chapter 2. Hornets. The only thing I could hear was my own breath. It was so loud. It sounded like there were 6 people in the shed with me. I closed my eyes and tried to slow down my breathing. That was when I had a thought. Maybe the door wasn't locked. I started to see a little better in the dark, and I reached out to try to open the door. Then I quickly pulled my hand away. There were 3 dried fish heads on the door. Each head had a wide open mouth with long teeth. They looked like they were ready to eat me. I turned away from the door and looked around the shed. I was sure that it was full of all kinds of bugs. I remembered my best friend, Bugs. A bug got into his ear one night at the home. 4 adults tried to get the bug out, but they couldn't. After about 15 minutes of trying, they took Bugs to the hospital, and the doctors took it out. That was why people started calling him Bugs. Bugs screamed a lot while it was happening, and I didn't want that to happen to me. It was difficult to imagine those stupid Amoses taking me to the hospital to get the bug out. I found a place that I thought was safe from the bugs and put my blanket on the ground. Then I lay down and tried to sleep. When I opened my eyes, I wanted to close them immediately. At the top of the shed was the biggest bat that I have ever seen. I knew that he wanted to drink my blood. He was sleeping now, but I didn't want him to smell me and wake up. I ran to the window and tried to open it. It moved a little, but not enough for me to get out. Then I tried to open the door, but it didn't move. I looked back up at the roof to see if the vampire bat was awake. He was still sleeping. I couldn't allow him to wake up and try to drink my blood. I looked around the shed and saw a long piece of wood in the corner. I picked it up and looked up at where the bat was sleeping. I was afraid, but I remembered another one of my rules. Rules and Things number 328. When you decide to do something, you must do it quickly. If you wait too long, you will be too afraid to do it. I took my jackknife from my pocket. I pretended I was playing baseball and held the piece of wood high over my head. I closed my eyes and hit the bat hard. I opened my eyes just in time to see the bat was cut in half. I was surprised that it did not scream. Then something worse happened. I heard a loud noise, and it felt like something very hot suddenly hit my face. I reached up to feel it, and when I pulled my hand back, I was holding a huge, angry hornet. The vampire bat was actually a hornet's nest, and now all the hornets were attacking me. One hornet went from my knee and another went into my shoe. They were all over me. I had to get out of the shed. I ran at the door and tried to push it down, but it didn't move. I tried again, but this time I put my hand out in front of me like I was a football player. This wasn't a good idea. I forgot about the fish heads and their long teeth. My hand went into the mouth of the biggest one, and his teeth cut my fingers. I screamed. Another hornet flew into my ear. It hurt so much. I ran to the window and pushed it as hard as I could. I think that being afraid makes you very strong because this time the window opened. I fell out the window. I lay on the grass and tried to think. I was angry at the Amoses, but I was also angry at myself for thinking that there was a bat in the shed. I decided to get my revenge on the Amoses.